and welcome to the Off Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances, and I'll be your hostess. Hi, and welcome to a very special episode of the Off Kilter Quilt. I am running my interview with Marie Bostwick and Deb Tucker. It's possible you've heard it. It was over on the Quilt Fiction site last week, but I wanted to give everyone a chance to hear it because it is wonderful, thanks to Marie and Deb, who are a lot of fun. And I also want to spread the news about the big watch party that's happening this coming Saturday, the Saturday after Thanksgiving. Hallmark Channel. Wonderful, I'm assuming it's going to be wonderful. I know it's going to be wonderful movie, Christmas Everlasting, based on Marie Bostwick's novel, The Second Sister. Now, you know I love me some Marie Bostwick. I actually interviewed her, I think it's been a couple years, did an email interview on the Off Kilter Quilt blog when I was doing trying to do a little more blogging over there. That's kind of fallen off, but I will do my best to remember to post a link to that interview. In the show notes. There are a lot of good links in the show notes, by the way. There is a link to RSVP to the watch party for Christmas Everlasting, the movie, the Hallmark Hall of Fame movie based on Marie's novel, The Second Sister. And the watch party is going to be big. It's going to be fun. It's a Facebook thing. It's a live thing. And there will be giveaways. And I think there are going to be some really fun giveaways. So you want to RSVP for that. And you can do that via my show notes. You can also just go over to Marie Bostwick's site. She also has a way, believe it or not, to RSVP to her party. There's a link to her author page on Facebook. That is where the Facebook party, the watch party, is going to take place on Saturday. There's a link to the Hallmark Hall of Fame page for Christmas Everlasting. And also, and this is really important, there's a link to a giveaway that I am doing with two of my books, Margaret Goes Modern and Birds in the Air, and Marie's book, The Second Sister. And that giveaway will be for the 24th of November. We'll be doing the giveaway during the movie premiere of Christmas Everlasting. So go ahead and give this a listen, and then go ahead and come back and check all the links, click on all the links to all the wonderful things. This is going to be fun, you guys. It's a quilting movie on the television. Yes, on your TV. Yeah, Quilt Fiction on your TV. I could not be more excited. So let's get on with the interview. We are here talking with Marie Bostwick and Deb Tucker. And this is so exciting because the event that has brought us together is a movie based on one of Marie's novels, a quilting novel. So Marie, tell us the story. First of all, tell us the novel is Second Sister and the movie is
Christmas Everlasting, and it airs on premieres for the first time on Saturday, November 24th on the Hallmark Channel at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, also 8 p.m. Pacific, and those people, like in the mountain, apparently you have to just check your local listing, but it's coming up soon, and I could not be more thrilled, and Deb and I have put our little heads together and come up with, like, crazy, ridiculous, fun celebrations to kick this all off.
And I want to talk about that, but first you have to tell people who is in the cast of this movie. It's
wow.
Amazing.
You know, it really is exciting. So first of all, I mean, just to have a Hallmark movie was really thrilling, but this is not just a Hallmark movie. This Christmas Everlasting is actually a Hallmark Hall of Fame production. They only do about two of those a year. I don't know about you, Frances, but I grew up watching Hallmark Hall of Fame, right?
When
I was a kid, man.
That was a big deal. Do you know you have your bath and put on have your little fuzzy slippers in your bath? And it was an event.
And you make your popcorn, and it was a family event. And Hall of Fame is still a big deal on Hallmark. It's a bigger budget film, and of course all the Hallmark movies have wonderful actors, but the names are perhaps a little more recognizable. So I was delighted when I found out that the cast of Christmas Everlasting included Miss Tatiana Ali in the lead role, who you might recognize from her days of Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
Mm-hmm.
Dondre Whitfield, who is, I got to meet and is just like the most fascinating person on the face of the planet. So much energy.
You have
and
movie star has, friends now.
I have movie star friends now and has done quite a lot of, you know, soap operas. I think it's Days of Our Lives, but I can't remember. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so he's a great guy. Also, Dennis Haysbert, who has you so recognize exciting. From all kinds of roles, but at the moment he's the Allstate commercial. He's got the very deep voice.
He has a beautiful voice. Now, was he in 24?
Yes.
Was he?
And he was the president.
Yes.
Yes. And so got to meet him. And then, the amazing, the incomparable, the, oh my goodness, I may never wash my hand again. Miss Patti LaBelle is playing Mrs. Swenson in the movie. So it was,
was she great?
Really
please tell me she was fabulous.
Incredible. She was lovely. She was sparkly. She is just sparking on all her plugs, let me tell you. She's great.
Well, and now, is this the first of your novels to be made into a movie?
It is. It is the very first of my novels to be adapted into a film. So it was really a thrill.
And did you get to watch any of the filming? Have you seen it, the whole thing yet?
I've not seen the whole thing. I've read the script. They were kind enough to supply me with the script and actually had the cast sign it for me. So I'm trying to figure out, like, I know I'm going to figure out how to put that in a glass box or something and save it forever. And then I actually flew to Atlanta where they were filming the movie and spent a day on the set, and which was just, my face hurt from smiling by the end of the day. That's how much fun I had.
I'm so excited for you. I'm also really excited for those of us who love quilts and quilt stories. It feels like one of our own has hit the big time.
Yes.
And you already were a big time writer, but also just to have this movie coming to us the Saturday after Thanksgiving, and I already have the fire laid in the fireplace. I'm so ready for it. And just such an amazing cast. Now give us, if you can, to draw people, our listeners in, a little bit more to the idea that we're all going to be gathering around our TVs on the Saturday after Thanksgiving. Can you give us a quick synopsis of the story?
Sure. Now, of course, you know, when you take a book and make it into a movie, changes have to be made. So there will be some changes to the film and some of them relatively substantial. So I actually think it'd be fun for people to read the book first and then see, how do they adapt it into a film? Once I read the script, I was like, you know what? This makes sense. Because I was like, man, how are they going to take my 380-page book and make it into a, 90-minute or however much long it is film. So it was interesting, but they hit the major points. So in the synopsis of the film, we have Lucy. She is, in the movie, she is an attorney, and she is she's very ambitious, and she's just about to, be offered the partnership, the law firm. There's a family tragedy at home. Her sister, Alice, who has suffered from a traumatic brain injury for many years, has died. And she has to go back to her small town in Wisconsin. And there she's going to confront, her past, the secrets she's kept, and the things that have been holding her back. And of course, because it just has to happen, because this is Hallmark, her old flame will also be there. Peter will be there as well. But it hits on a lot of the major themes that were important in the book, although it's in many ways different than the book. I'm real happy with the adaption. They took a lot of care to try and make sure that the heart of the book was still there.
Well, that's what, and I've talked with writers who've had their books optioned for the movies and made into movies. And they say, in some ways you have to step away from it a bit and, understand that you have now entered into a collaboration.
A
yes.
Yeah. And it's a different medium. It's an absolutely different medium.
So you feel, and I actually agree, I think it would be great for people to read the book first and go, just to compare and contrast, if nothing else. That's kind of fun.
Well, I think it is kind of fun, but there is definitely quilting in the book. There is a quilting montage. So I haven't seen that, and I'm excited to. So yay for us, our craft that we love is going to finally be given some of the attention it deserves.
Yeah, I can't wait. Do you know, I'm so excited about it being a movie. I forgot to think about how does quilting, get its moment, but there's a montage. That's exciting.
You will see it. Yeah.
Well, speaking of quilting and quilts, I want to bring Deb into the conversation. And you and Deb have been working together, and this is not your first collaboration, is my understanding. But you are working on something really big for this event that includes. Yeah. Is this a quilt that Deb designed? Deb, talk to us about the quilt.
I'll let Deb take it over.
Yep, I'm here. Well, it was really funny. I mean, I got the call from Marie. Let's do some history first.
Yes.
Marie and I met. It was quite close to 10 years ago when she showed up in one of my quilting retreats in a bed and breakfast up in Vermont. It was quaint, and it was snowing, and it was wonderful, and she was incognito. And she didn't want anybody to know who she was, but she eventually leaked it out that she was who she was, and she was kind of recouping, I think, from one of her recently published novels, and we were fast friends. It happened almost immediately. And before she even departed, or we departed from this bed and breakfast, she said, let's see if we can work together. So for the last, almost 10 years, it's been pretty close to that, I think.
I think it's been about that. And, you know, it's so funny. We've all had those experiences. When you meet your friend, you just know, and we just do.
Yes. It was a hard friendship right from the get-go. And so every year when Marie releases a book, generally I design a quilt that I give to her for her to post on her website so her reader friends can feel like they're part of the story.
Yeah.
And you know, so it varies from year to year. Sometimes they're small, sometimes they're a little bit bigger. But and then I usually take either that same project and glorify it into a much bigger project, or just vary it a little bit and turn it into a pattern for my lineup of patterns that we've developed for the tools that I've created.
Which you can find, by the way, all of these patterns at studio180design.net. That's studio180design.net.
I will put it in the show notes. Everything that we talk about that's got a link, it will be in the show notes. But Deb, that makes me want to back up just a minute. Tell us about you. Some people, when I say Deb Tucker, are like, oh my goodness. But some people might need to be introduced. And so tell me about a little bit about who you are and about Studio 180 Design, which, by the way, listeners, if you go there to the website, you will end up spending a lot of money. So I'm just telling you, because all these tools look amazing.
They'll get quite lost in all the wonderful things that they can potentially do.
Or you can make a really great Christmas list. I'm just saying. Okay, Deb.
Oh, absolutely. That's what I tell everybody all the time this time of year.
Yes. So tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Okay. Basically, I've been a quilt maker for more than 35 years, and primarily, I have been in the area of a teacher. Mm-hmm. So I was never owned a shop and was never in business until about 10 or 11 years ago when I started to design tools because I was frustrated with all of the tools that I was finding on the market to take into my classroom. Some students could get it, some students couldn't, but that was not my goal. My goal as a teacher in a quilting classroom was to have everybody leave with high levels of success and with high motivation to continue to grow in the craft. And so I took the bull by the horns and started designing tools about 10 years ago, and I now have 14 patented tools, and there are, I don't know, 50 or 60 patterns that we have currently on the market, and all the videos that you can see if you go to the website, if you want to just see what we do before we buy. And
I actually want to, this is Marie again. I am a quilter of enormous enthusiasm and modest talent. Let's just lay it out there, you know?
I'm with you.
No, it's true. Deb's tools, and by the way, I want to make it clear, I get no kickback from Deb Tucker.
Yeah, she gets quilts, but go ahead, let's go.
This is me loving to share a good thing. I tell everybody about these tools. They are so great, but one of the things that is so awesome about Deb's tools, in addition to the fact that they're just terrific, the video she has available, I mean, Frances, I bet you've done this, we've all done this. You're at a quilt show, you see some nifty new tool, and you're in the booth, and they're demonstrating it, and it slices, dices, and makes amazing fries, in addition to making quilts, and you bring it home, and you put it away because you had 49 other projects that were half-finished, and you finally pull it out 4 months later, and you cannot, for the life of you, figure out that lady made it look so simple in the booth, and you can't remember. With Deb's tools, there is it's YouTube, right?
Yeah.
There is a YouTube channel with very high quality production videos that show you how to use every single one of those tools.
When I tell everybody, that happens because I actually hired someone to come in and shoot a professional video instead of putting the husband behind the camera. Not a good plan. Not a good plan. Rated other things, not a good plan for a camera.
And it makes you as a viewer kind of trust it more when it's high quality. You know, like, oh, this is the real deal. But as a quilter and as someone who I need to be shown things over and over and over when it comes to using tools.
And you're not alone at that.
Yeah. And so that's the exciting thing about the videos. Well, and I'm excited about this collaboration, because...
As we were talking, it occurred to us, this happens a lot with Deb and I. We kind of went off on the rabbit trail. I don't think we ever answered the question.
We're going to get back to this. But what we're going to talk about is your collaboration, which is kind of cool because I am a writer and I'm a quilt maker. And sometimes those can be very singular activities. So it's really fun when you can work on a project with someone else. And as writers, we work with our editors. And if we're quilt makers, we may be in our guild. But I love the marriage of what you guys are doing and bringing together. And it's quilts and it's stories. So it's, you know, certainly my favorite thing. So, and
a chance to get together every couple of months and have dinner and talk about what's going on and make sure that we truly do reconnect on a regular basis.
Yeah. But, and one of the things I'm very excited about, that you guys are doing and collaborating on at this very minute having to do with the movie is a watch party. And I want you to talk about that because I have RSVP'd and I actually put a link on the Quilt Fiction Facebook page. I'll put a link in the show notes. Immediately got stuff. So let's talk about this party. This is very exciting.
Well, I'll start a little bit and then Deb and I kind of jump in. So, you know, I love to throw a party. I mean, and every time I have a book out, I'm always trying to think, like, how can we immerse readers in this world and make it so much fun for them, not just reading the books, but really absorbing that and kind of entering my world, you know, the Marie Bostwick world. And so we try to do that. And that's, Deb and I have been doing that for about 10 years. Christmas Everlasting, I only got word that the movie got kind of fast-tracked.
It did.
So it was only about, I only knew about the movie, I think it's less than 2 months ago. I learned that it was, and I
that's
zipped
amazing.
Down to Atlanta. And then so I went and I was flying from Atlanta, having visited the set, and I was flying up to Connecticut where I was getting ready. My son was getting married in New England, in Maine. And I'm thinking about what can we do? What can we do? And I thought, well, silly, we need to do a quilt. So I get off the airplane in Hartford, Connecticut, and I am like, I whip out my phone so quick. I'm walking, dragging the bags, dragging, you know, going up the terminal, and I call Tucker, and I'm like, so, hey, you want to do me a favor?
Meantime, I'm on my way from Virginia back to my home in North Carolina, having just done a show there, and Marie says, I need a favor. You don't have to do it, but I need a quilt. I'm like, okay, I'll be home in 4 hours. Let's see what we can do.
Right. I explained it to her. And I was like, if you don't have time, I understand. She's like, well, when do you need it? I said, yesterday.
For market. I need it done, completed, and ready for market.
I need the pattern. I need everything before market. She says, well, I don't know, Marie. I'll try. And I do respect, you know, Deb has, like, other things to do. But and market's a big deal for her. So I go off. I had to go to a quilt retreat before I went to this my son's wedding. And so 23 hours later, after I've had this phone call and I've explained about what, I get an email. It has not one, but 11 concepts for Christmas, for Christmas Everlasting. I write her back. I've been telling everybody this story. I said, that Deb Tucker, you know her problem is? Bone lazy. That's her problem.
Yeah, that's it.
Just, she's a slacker. She's an overachiever.
I love a good challenge. You know, okay, what can we do?
So we have this beautiful, so here's the deal with the watch party. Let me explain it briefly. Here's how it's going to work. We're asking people to go to the link that's basically it's mariebostwick.com/watch party, and they can sign up there. And when they sign up for the watch party, first of all, and they are RSVPing, everybody's going to be a winner because they're going to get two party favors. The first party favor is this absolutely gorgeous. Is it about how? What's the
width? About 45 inches.
45 inch wall hanging, Christmas wall hanging. We've done it with this beautiful Island Batik fabric. Yep. We'll tell you about more about that in a little bit.
Okay.
It's gorgeous. It's got the pattern. They are going to be able to make that. They're also going to get
a free downloadable pattern.
Yes, but when they RSVP, they're going to get a link where they can download the pattern, and then they're also going to get a link for another party favor, which are some really cute, fun, delicious recipe cards that you can use to make snacks for your watch party. And they're kind of themed with the book, which is set in Wisconsin, and fall stuff and Christmas stuff. So those are the first two things they'll get. The other thing that's going to happen is when they have entered that, they are, as members now of the watch party, they are automatically going to be entered for a ton of prizes. I'm going to be on Facebook, on my Facebook page, live as the program is going, and every commercial break, we're going to draw winners, and we have some amazing prizes, including books signed by the cast. We've got other unsigned books, lots of books, and we've got, I'm having Christmas mugs custom made for movie watching Christmas mugs. We're going to have Wisconsin cheese platters, but the really big thing, and we're going to have 10 of these, and Deb, you tell them, because it's like a crazy, ridiculous, fun prize.
Well, when Marie asked me to do this, immediately I go to Island Batik for my fabric source. I've got a line of fabric with them right now, not Christmas-based, but I called them immediately for their Christmas line. So this is a line that showed just last weekend for the first time to the public. And
at market.
At fall market here, and so they have decided to put 10 complete fabric kits together. You'll have the fabric, you'll have a line of 6 spools of coordinating thread from Aurifil,
and the big spools.
The big spools.
Ooh.
There will be batting in there to finish it. The tool will come from us that we recommend for the making of the quilt, and it's all and a printed pattern, not just downloaded.
And the book. And so we got 10 of those, and those are well over $200 each.
Well over.
If you were to get them retail. So it's pretty darn cool.
And you're watching the movie and following you on your Facebook page. Now, is this
we'll be over on the Facebook page. We'll have videos. We're going to have commentary. I'm actually having a party in my house. About 25 people are going to come over.
Oh, my goodness.
And drink and watch the party with me. So
I keep hooting because really I'm so excited.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to pop on at the East Coast airing. I live on in the Pacific Northwest. So I'm going to be on air for about 5 hours, and only the last few will there be people at my house. But if for some reason, you're like, I can't actually watch the party at that moment. You know, people have things to do. Maybe you got a date Saturday night, although really you should dump them and watch the movie.
Yeah, I agree.
Or have them come watch with you.
Yeah, that's it. Invite them over. Get the party going. But we will, because we're going to be notifying people via email within the next day or two. So even if you missed, knowing that you won the prize when you were on Facebook, don't worry. We're going to get hold of you. That's not going to be a problem. But this is this is really going to be fun. It's going to be a great time.
It sounds like it's fun. And so when I have RSVP'd, and I got the great stuff. It was really cool. But it will be easy for people to figure out how to get. Is it the Marie Bostwick Facebook page? Link through your website?
So there's two. I have two pages. One is my Marie Bostwick personal page, and one is my Marie Bostwick fan page. Look for the one that has me in kind of I've got like a sort of a curry colored sweater. And it'll also have a banner for my books on the top.
Okay.
And that's the one you should go to. So you just need to like that page.
And then you're there.
So yeah, and you'll be there.
Okay. Well, this is what I love about this. There are many, many things I love about all of this, but what I love about the party is I feel, especially with you, Marie, but I'm wondering if this is true with you too, Deb. I feel like you do a lot of work to create community. You have you have your fan page, but you also have, what is it, the Cobbled Court Quilt Circle?
For people I have to the Cobbled Court Quilt Circle online Facebook page too, and that is like, It's funny. It started out with many years ago with about, 15 of my friends. And now we have about 1,800 people in
my gosh.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? It's so great. I mean, because it's not about me. You're right. It is about community. Yes, it's my thing. Yes, I got it started. But those ladies are sharing pictures of their quilts and asking questions. It's like, you know, I don't know, this border's making me crazy. Should I do this one or this one? And people weigh in. And I started it because I travel a lot. Mm-hmm. And I know Deb has the same issue. We are road warriors, now.
Yes, yeah. Big time.
Yeah, and until recently, I was never able to belong to a guild because I'm just not in town. So I sort of started it for me. I thought, well, there's got to be other people like me. And because so much of my life is online, because I'm always on the move.
Mm-hmm.
So this really filled that need for me. But I kind of assume if there's a need I have, other people have it too.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like you.
Good assumption.
Yeah. So that's how we work it. But yes, that's really such a big theme in the books. Mm-hmm. And friendship and community and how we need each other to get through life and to celebrate the good parts of life.
As quilting has been for how many years? I mean,
forever.
The vast majority of quilting is the socialization and the community and the sharing of either accomplishments or failures. What did I do wrong? How can I fix this? That's what classes and retreats and everything that happened in my world on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And you guys actually, so this is a big special event, and it is, and it's just going to be this fun thing where we create community around a movie and can be talking to each other via Facebook and hopefully winning wonderful prizes, but mostly having fun together. And I feel like this is something that you guys, this is not the only time you ever do this. You're doing some, creating some experiences for people at quilt stores as well. Is that right?
Yes, we're hoping to work with Island Boutique and to let quilt shops that may, for one reason or another, miss out on this opportunity, to do the watch party when the fabric will be released, I should say, in May. And so Island Boutique is thinking about putting together some wonderful thoughts for shops to do Christmas in July and incorporate the movie and incorporate the project that went along with it, as well as the reading of the book. And
this is something this is our kind of our third time at the rodeo.
Yep.
This with Violet.
Yep.
Promise Girls was the first one. So Deb, we had this idea and we worked with Island Boutique for several times, what we've called the Promise Girls Experience was our first one. This one that we're doing this year has been the Just in Time Experience. The Promise Girls and Just in Time.
And Just in Time is your newest book, right?
It is my newest book, and it's good, and everyone should read it.
Everyone should read it.
And we're going to be doing another one for my upcoming book. But the whole idea was, and we as quilters, we love to bring our craft into all aspects of our life.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the reason we call them the Promise Girls, the Just in Time, the Christmas Everlasting Experience is because it's more than a quilt class. It is truly an experience. You can read the book. We have recipes and food based on the book. So when you do your big show and tell in the shop, you can have the foods. People have a little potluck or something. And then, of course, you can make the quilt that's inspired by the book or that you've seen in the book. So it's really kind of like lets you fully immerse yourself in that world. And if there are shop owners or things who are interested in this, you should get in touch with Island Boutique, which I assume is islandboutique.com,
I believe.
Islandboutique.com. They will be glad to show you how you can make this happen in your quilt shop. And if you're not a quilt shop owner, you can go talk to your quilt shop owner
about
it and ask them that they might want to do it, because it has been very well received.
Yes.
And tons of fun.
And it also sounds like one of those things, if you don't have time to be a guild member or the local guild doesn't meet when you can be there, it's a way again of having a reason to gather with other quilters around a particular pattern and story. And yes, food came up. And I noticed that with you, Marie. I get your newsletter. Food comes up.
Food and sewing. What's not to love?
Exactly.
Reading on the side.
Yeah, no, food is a key in my world.
Yes. Yeah, and your recipes, I have to say, look pretty good. So I'm going to my guild's holiday sew-in. We do it pretty early. We're doing it this coming Sunday. And I'm looking at some of your recipes going, this may be what I bring it. We do a potluck sew-in.
You know what? There's a great way. I want to tell you, Frances, just quickly for your readers too. Last year, I started a blog because I guess I thought I wasn't busy enough.
Yes.
I started a blog called fiercebeyond50.com. And I just, you know, I am you'll be shocked to know that I am over 50. And this is a time of my life that I absolutely love.
Mm-hmm.
But when I went out in the blogosphere there, I really didn't find much for people like me. And so I just decided, well, I guess I better make my own.
Mm-hmm.
So I really, this is a lifestyle blog I've created for women, mostly women. We have some men, but mostly women over 50, that's just talking about how great this time of life is. And we do all kinds of different things, you know, everything from let's talk about your finances to your family relationships, but there's also a lot of food on there,
yes.
A lot of recipes, many of them Weight Watchers freestyle recipes, because last year, part of my fierceness beyond 50 was I ran my first triathlon and I lost 20 pounds via Weight Watchers,
wow.
Which I guess now called WW whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I have adapted a lot of my favorite recipes to go in with this eating plan. And, you know, I've kept this weight off for like 8 months now, and I feel so good. So
congratulations. That's
great.
Yeah,
thanks.
Well, I will link to that in the show notes as well. So let us, is there anything else you want to talk about, I guess, before I wrap things up? Or have we covered?
Well, there's always stuff.
Yeah, I know. I feel like we could probably.
Well, we want to invite you all to come to Houston next year. Come to Quilt Festival if you've never been. That's where we're sitting right now, and it is just the biggest event in the quilting world. And if you've never been, I strongly urge everyone to come. And if you do, look me up. I haven't missed one in about the last, 12 years, I think.
And, you know, you will also be able to, you know, I mean, I know Houston is on everybody's bucket list, but listen, if you can't come this year or next year, you can live vicariously through us. Check us out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Deb's Facebook page is?
Deb Tucker, Studio 180 Design.
That's her.
That's it.
And Marie Bostwick. And we'll be posting pictures and things like that, too. So, I mean, it's also a good way to just connect with us. We'd love to know all of your listeners.
Well, great. Well, I will put all the link ups and Facebook pages and everything in the show notes so everyone can connect and be a part of this community. And let us all show up on Saturday. Make sure I've got this right. November 24th, Hallmark Channel, for a Hallmark Hall of Fame, and yes, I do find those words very exciting, movie.
Me too.
Christmas Everlasting, 8 o'clock. And you guys, it's been so wonderful talking to you. I'm excited about this, and I know that my listeners will be too. So thank you so much, and have a great time in Houston.
Thanks.
Oh, you bet.
Nice to talk to you, Frances.
It's great talking to you.
I hope you enjoyed our interview with Marie and Deb. Like I said, they're a lot of fun. And like I also said, you need to go over to the show notes at Off Kilter Quilt and enter the giveaway, sign up for all kinds of stuff, RSVP to Marie's party. You can also just go over to Marie's site, and that's just mariebostwick.com. And I hope you'll watch Everlasting Christmas. I will be watching. I can't wait. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. In the meantime, have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll be back in a week or so with a regular, typical, ordinary episode of the Off Kilter Quilt. Thank you so much for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Off Kilter Quilt. Come visit me online at offkilterquilt.com. Until next time, this is Frances. Remember, life is short. Quilt first.